musiikin X. Kuuluu sulle.
Enpä olisi uskonut, että sitten kesäkuussa pääsin jo tätä naista tapaamaan, kun Sideways buukkasi hänet esiintymään. Ja se keikka nähtiin siis viime viikon lauantainako se oli, kun Georgia Barnes oli keikalla Sidewaysissa. Ja hän on siis brittiläinen tuottaja-artisti, jonka soundiin ollaan ihastuttu vahvasti Uuden musan ohjelmissa jo parin vuoden aikana. Hän on siis rumpali, joka julkaisi solo-debyyttinsä jo vuonna 2015. Ja nyt hän valmistautuu uuden albumin julkaisuun. Ja hänen musiikki seikkailee jossain niin kuin elektronisen popin ympäristössä ja yhdistelee siinä kaikkea. Nainen tosiaan kävi tuolla Sidewaysissa paukuttamassa rumpuja niin, että heikompia hirvitti. Ja ennen hänen keikkaa hän pääsi Uuden musiikin viikon Katri Norlinin haastatteluun meidän Yle X Music Special lavalle, missä haastateltiin tuossa viikonlopun aikana festareilla esiintyviä artisteja. Ja Katri kysyi Georgialta hänen musiikillisista taustoistaan, sillä nainen osaa soittaa kadehdittavan monta eri soitinta.
Well, yeah, I grew up in a very musical household. My father is in a very famous electronic band called Left Field. So I was brought up with drum machines and synthesizers as my bedroom, you know. So I took a love for instruments from a very early age. So it started with piano, I suppose, and then slowly moved on to drums, and that's my main instrument, is drums. And that's kind of what allowed me to become a sort of session player and then get into the music scene in London. But I play everything you hear on the recordings, on the songs. I produce, I play, I write it, I mix it. We have a saying in London, I wrote the theme tune, sung the theme tune, you know. It's like it's a bit of a sort of thing anyway, but that's what I do, yeah.
Is there like a specific new instrument you would like to learn to play?
Yeah, always. I came across a really, I love Irish music, and I really want to be able to play the Irish flute, you know, the really high, yeah, I really want to play that, yeah.
Georgia kertoo Katri Norlinille, että hän haluaisi oppia soittamaan tämmöistä irlantilaista huilua, ja mä en usko, että sen opettelu olisi hänelle mikään ongelma, koska sen verran monta instrumenttia hän handlaa. Ja Georgian pääinstrumentti on siis rummut, mutta hän soittaa kaiken, mitä hänen biiseillä kuullaan. Ja tämän lisäksi hän tuottaa, kirjoittaa, laulaa ja miksaa biisinsä itse, mikä on ihan käsittämätöntä. Georgian musiikissa kuuluu paljon erilaisia soundeja, ja hän onkin kutsunut tuota musaansa post-punky hip-hop souliksi. Mikä Georgia inspiroi ja miten hänen musiikistaan on tullut sellaista kuin se tällä hetkellä on?
I just love music, you know, it's sort of my life really, and I worked in a record shop in London, so I listen to a lot of music, you know. I'm not one of these artists that only channel one form of or particular genre, you know. I listen to all types. So the first album that I released was very beats heavy. It was kind of influenced by Timbaland and Missy Elliott, and but then mixing it in with lots of other sounds. But now I went through a real phase of 80s music. So I really listened to a lot of Chicago house and Detroit techno. And when that music kind of infiltrated pop music, and then you get bands like Depeche Mode, and what happens in synth, the wave in Britain, and you get all these amazing bands that, you know, Eurythmics, and that are using drum machines, and they're, so I kind of got into that period for this new music. So I guess, you know, where I would describe it now, I guess, it is pop music really, and, you know, it's slightly got a more alternative, perhaps, aesthetic, but Kate Bush is one of my favorite artists of all time, so I try to sort of emulate a little bit of Kate Bush and everything.
Where do you get your inspiration from? Where do you draw it?
From a lot of things, really, from just the things that you go through as humans, you know, love, relationships, also sound. I listen to, so, you know, I live in London where it's just like constant noise pollution, you know, trains, cars, people screaming. It's like, sound kind of is is a little bit of my inspiration. If I hear a kind of cool sound, I'll try and that will inspire me.
Can you think of the craziest idea or inspiration you've had and put it in your music?
Yes, on the first record. So I used to travel around in taxis a lot when I was session drumming. And actually, an artist who played here yesterday, Kate Tempest, I used to play in her band. So when I used to travel, and Kate lives in southeast London, I live in northwest. So I used to have to get a cab from northwest London to southeast, which is literally the opposite end of London. And you know, I'd always make friends with the cab drivers. And anyway, I came across this one guy and we just ended up playing reggae for the whole trip. And I ended up recording him on my phone and being like, oh, just, can you just say, you know, and that ended up on the record as one of the songs.
Georgia kertoo, että häntä inspiroi Lontoon äänimaisema ja hän oli muun muassa nauhoittanut taksikuskin reggae-musiikkia ensimmäiselle albumille. Ja Georgia työskenteli levykaupassa Lontoossa, joten hän kuuntelee paljon erilaista musaa. Ja toi eka levy, minkä hän julkaisi 2015, oli aika semmoista biittiä hip-hop-voittosta, mutta uudella levyllä on enemmän kasarivaikutteita. Yle X. Kuten Georgia tuossa ennen biisiä kertoi, niin hän tosiaan tuottaa, miksaa, kirjoittaa ja esittää biisinsä itse, mikä on aika poikkeuksellista nykyään, kun tuntuu, että biisejä kirjoitetaan aina isoissa porukoissa. Ja Katri kysyi Georgialta, että tykkääks hän olla kontrollissa?
Yeah.
Why?
Is this a therapy session now?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Why do I like to be in control?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, I guess from an early age I was taught to be self-sufficient, and I mean that in the context of being able to record my music myself. So I learned on the basics of recording onto tape before I went onto the computer. You know, there were certain steps I took in my process that just allowed me to be independent and that ethos of do it yourself. So I guess that stayed with me throughout my whole development as a producer, musician. So, and I guess that is quite, you know, controlling. I'm a control freak probably, you know.
What would you say is the best and the worst about doing things by yourself?
Well, I think for me, the best thing is that you are in control. You know, I've never really wanted to sit there and describe to someone what I want and can you do that? That's not what I've ever, you know, I've wanted to just be in the driving seat and doing it. There are some artists that, you know, work really well like that. I'm not judging it. But you know, I guess that's the kind of what I like about it. What I don't like is that, you know, when it becomes slightly isolating, so you can be a little bit on your own and in your thoughts. And that's a little, you know, that's when collaboration is just so, such a good thing. You know, I was in South Africa recently with Damon Albarn and this whole Africa Express organization. And it was the first time that I'd really collaborated with people. And it suddenly opened up a whole new door for me, you know. And I'm sure people listening who are creating music in their bedrooms can relate to it too. It's, you know, I'd say do a bit of collaboration because it does help your own stuff as well.
Georgia kertoo Katri Nordlinille, että hänet on opetettu olemaan pienestä pitäen oma-aloitteinen, joten hän on alusta asti tehnyt asioita itse ja hän on myös omien sanojensa mukaan kontrollifriikki, eli hän ei halua olla sivussa ja pyytää jotakuta tekemään haluamansa asioita hänen puolestaan, vaikka tämä voi tosiaan käydä ehkä vähän yksinäiseksi välillä, mikä on ehkä se negatiivinen puoli. Ja hän oli just Afrikassa tämmöisessä sessiossa, missä hän teki paljon yhteistyötä ja kollaboraatiota, mikä inspiroi hänen omaa musiikkia tosi paljon ja nyt hän on alkanut työskennellä tuottaja Mark Ralphin kanssa, joka on työskennellyt brittien isoimpien tähtien kanssa, kuten Jess Glynnin, Years and Yearsin, Jax Jonesin, Craig Davidin ja Aluna Georgin kanssa muun muassa. Ja Katri kysyi Georgelta, että minkälaista työskentely Markin kanssa on ollut.
So Mark is a fantastic guy and you know, those of you that don't know Mark, all you have to do is hear the pop charts and he's pretty much mixed every single song that you hear in the top 10. Mark and I have started this wonderful relationship where you know, I'm in my studio at the beginning, creating the demos and writing it all. And then I have this fantastic process where I'll take that to Mark and we'll both figure out what needs to be done to those songs, production-wise and mixing-wise. So it was really fantastic for me to have somebody like that, because, and he really didn't want to change anything. It wasn't, he didn't want that. He just, you know, it was, it's just become this great collaborative relationship, really. And I'm really grateful to Mark, because he added that last 20%, which is just so important.
Georgia kertoo, että Mark Ralph on auttanut häntä löytämään noille demoilleen parhaat mahdolliset viimeiset silaukset ja ne viimeiset tärkeät 20%, mutta Mark ei ole ikinä pyytänyt Georgiaa muuttamaan mitään, mikä on ollut tosi tärkeää. Me ollaan saatu Georgialta siis pari sinkkua tänä vuonna tulevalta albumilta. Kuunneltiin jo Started Out ja kohta kuunnellaan se toinen, eli About to Work the Dance Floor, mutta sitä ennen Georgia kertoo meille, jotka tätä on paljon miettinyt, että koska tätä uutta tulevaa albumia voidaan oikein odottaa?
Yeah, good question. Very good question. It's gonna come soon. That's
it's
it.
Gonna come soon.
It's gonna come soon. Yeah, no, I, you know, I'm really excited. There's fantastic. I'm really proud of this record, actually, because I've worked really hard on it. And when the first record came out, I sort of realized what I had to do to make the music just that little bit more accessible in a way without losing its edge. And I really did go into the studio and completely sort of immerse myself in songwriting. I was listening to Joni Mitchell, I was listening to Prince, I was listening to Madonna, and I was figuring out, well, why do I love these songs, and how could something like Lucky Star be a number one then, and could it be a number one now? Who knows? But you know, I've really worked on it, so I'm looking forward to people hearing it, and it, yeah, soon.
X. Uuden musiikin X.